Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Friday the 4th of February 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So flying cars are coming to the UK in 2012. Yes, the Terra Fuger has been given permission to come and be sold here in the UK. This is a plane that's driven in and out of your garage. It folds pretty much low down enough so that you can. And you can push it out onto the driveway, drive to the local airfield, flop out the wings that are folded by its sides, and then fly it through the air. You're going to have a pilot's license and CAA authorisation, but for £125,000 to £160,000, it can be yours. Canada has got a bit of a to and fro. Now, we didn't report yesterday on the fact that Rogers was talking about metered billing. So you had 95 gigabytes a month, and then they sent you a notice when you got to 75% of that, and then one when you got to 100% of it, and then after that, they started charging you a phenomenal rate. And the regulator was letting them. Then Canadian Industry Minister Tony Clement said, nope, we're not actually doing that. Forget it, you can't have it. Well, yesterday it all went back the other way yet again, because metered billing is not yet dead. The head of the regulator that let it all through said that metered billing rules would need to be delayed. However, don't think that they weren't coming. Oh, bad luck, Canada. The Verizon iPhones pre-orders have sold out. It is gone. You cannot get one for love nor money. Wow, 50% of people, I think, are going to jump ship from AT&T and go over to Verizon. And also, if you've ordered one, it's on the way, because dispatch notices have been sent out to people saying that some of their Verizon phones are going to be with them imminently. Well done, Verizon, and well done, Apple. Get it out there. And possibly the worst day to launch a brand new cell phone was yesterday. But that's what Dell did. They stuck out the venue, and they said it's ready for pre-order at $500 unlocked. It ships on February the 18th. And it looks quite nice. I don't know if it's any good or not, but it does look nice. The official split has been made. Yes, Google has said that Honeycomb will not come to smartphones. Gingerbread is the highest current iteration for smartphones, and Honeycomb will only be issued for tablets. Everybody said it was going to come, except me, of course. God, but then what do I know? And it has come. You won't be getting Honeycomb on your smartphone ever. So there you go. Unless it gets hacked, of course. I've got to say, I'm not sure this is the smartest business move. We'll have to wait and see, eh? And Google Chrome 9 has come out. It brings some speed updates, it has WebGL support, and it's got a whole load of applications that come with it as well. I've downloaded it this morning, I'm going to have a little play, and if it works a bit better than Firefox, I could be using it for The Daily Show. And while we're talking about The Daily, of course, yesterday everyone went on about the launch the day before, but the privacy policy came under scrutiny and everyone said, oh my God, you can do anything with the data that they gather at all. It's horrific. It's really bad. I've got to say, yes, it's badly worded and it's a bit open, but I didn't feel like I was being threatened by it. Unlike some people who went to Facebook, because a dating site has imported 250,000 Facebook profiles with no permission whatsoever. They simply went and scraped data from Facebook and populated their site with it, so everyone that they scraped who was listed as single suddenly became available in their dating site. Oh dear. But how to get a customer database in one easy step? Well done. In Apple news, investors are saying that they want a succession plan for CEO Steve Jobs. Based on the fact that he's gone because of health problems at the moment, they're issuing concern over the fact that they want someone to step up and be ready to take over at the helm. Well, they've already got Tim Cook, and Apple is resisting, saying, nope, just not necessary. Get well, Steve. iPad's App Store has got search filters. Huzzah! Thank God, it's exactly what it needed. When you go to search your applications, you can now search on category, release date, customer rating, price, and device type. Fantastic, well done, App Store, but a little bit behind the mark. And also, they're in a bit of hot water this morning because a counterfeit version of an open source game called Lugaru was being sold as well as in the Mac Store. The legitimate version is Lugaru HD, and it costs you $10. The unofficial version, which is an absolute rip-off, is 99 cents, but it's still got in. Well done, Apple, the checking process clearly working there. Death by GPS is becoming America's worst nightmare, allegedly. People roving off with their GPS and not realising that when the battery dies, they're a bit stuffed, and being totally reliant on it. There is no substitute for a map and a compass, everyone. Come on. However, also the big problem is the fact that people just blindly follow the GPS devices in their car and end up driving off cliffs and that kind of thing. That's not really good, is it? The Dream Plug is here. it's a plug that plugs into a socket. And when you switch it on, it's a computer. It's a computer that's got an ARM processor at 1.2 GHz. It's got 512 of DDR RAM. It's got 1 gig of storage. It's got 2 gigabit Ethernet ports, 2 USB ports, and an eSATA port for 2.0. It's also got an SD card slot. It's got a Wi-Fi for BNG, and it's got a Bluetooth. And wait for it, the fairy on top of the Christmas tree. It's even got a headphone jack. It's $150. You plug it in, it gives you a little microcomputer. Quite what you're going to do with it, I'm not sure yet, but someone somewhere is going to have an idea, and it does look amazing. And finally, if you're into your gaming, the N-Control Avenger Xbox 360 controller is here. It looks the baddest boy you ever saw. You can operate your X and Y buttons using your four fingers from the paddle and trigger controllers. It looks stunning. It looks really bad. It's $39 and it's now shipping. Oh. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll see you again this morning at 11 o'clock for the Bagel Tech Photo Show. Then we'll be here with the Mac Show at 1 o'clock, fun packed day for that. And then 3 o'clock we've got Carl with the Media Show. And finally at 10 p.m. we've got the Bagel Tech Big Show as normal with a full house as well. Have a good day and thanks for listening.